little sugar. Ow. Honeysuckle and woo. A great big expression of happiness. Boy, you couldn't be with a dozen roses.
Mr. West.
Such what a style. The joy of children laughing around you. These are.
Como Vine, welcome to the season in an episode of the Soup Feet Podcast. Season 7 has been long. It's been strenuous. And it's been a long... it's almost been a year and some change for these 10 episodes. But we're finally finishing it up. I have a guest today. I met this guy a while ago. And we were supposed to do a podcast like right off the bat. And then, life happens. We both get pulled in different directions. And then, boom, finally, I hit him up. Like, listen, I got a Sunday available. Are you available? He said, hell yeah. Who am I talking to?
My name is James Taboro. The artist name is Jotate. And Jotate means JT in Spanish.
Nice. Thank you for coming on, my brother.
Honored to be here.
So if you haven't seen his art is amazing. Matter of fact, he did yours truly. And you can see it. I'm not going to move it because I don't want to fuck it up. But
no, that's a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece. And it's going to go on the wall today. So we'll see this footage.
That's right.
So, man, how you doing, bro?
I've been doing good, man. Winter's been rough, but we're raised out here to bear through the roughness,
Mm-hmm.
So, been creating, pushing all the elements to just keep creating, no matter what comes my way. Mm-hmm. Defy the odds,
So, how long have you been doing... This easy masterpiece. How long you been doing art?
So real art that I sell and create of this style is maybe from 2013.
Mm-hmm.
That year, at the end of the year, I threw myself to the street and just started pushing this type of art out.
Mm-hmm.
More to the portraits and more commercialized characters. Mm-hmm. Recently, maybe 5 years in now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of like capturing our time. I feel like that's our duty with these paintings as an artist, to make sure that you're capturing the time and recording the time now.
Mm-hmm. And what do you consider your style of art?
Well, to the general public, I say mixed media art, mm-hmm. just to like the museums and the critics. And it's a mixed media element because I like to not follow the rules and use markers, spray paint, house paint. I use newspaper, magazine. And it's just a bunch of elements that at art school they're not gonna let you do
mm-hmm.
in the way that you do that I do it.
And you're self taught.
Very self taught. Yep.
That's the best.
I was little. I just always drew, and stayed creative.
Yeah, you are the teacher.
Yeah.
You don't need a fucking teacher.
Exactly.
But so. What. Because I know you used to be
close to Chelsea, but in Soho.
Soho.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So in Soho, I know you run across. Were you like surprised like so many people gravitated? Because I know a couple people that have seen your stuff in Soho. You know what I'm saying? And they're did it surprise you or like you knew like, nah, I got this?
It surprised me, of course. It's always an element of thinking. It's a little bit of insecurity, but confidence is such a balance that you got to carry as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what brings out the humbleness in you. But mm-hmm. then you got to balance out being humble to being confident and knowing your stuff's going to sell. So I was just always holding on to the history of the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew, a lot of talent comes out of Soho, New York.
Right.
And I was expecting just to sell a few pieces here and there, but never get the momentum of having the duty to really have the culture on one side and the culture on the other side.
Right.
I feel like it's the old school is on my left hand and the new school is on my right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of like keeping it not keeping it so segregated that humanity later on will categorize it one label. It's more of like overall panel of humanity
mm-hmm.
in my art pieces. So I like to do rock stars. I like to do rappers. I like to do movie stars. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of New York, that we're in a melting pot and that I could create the pieces that will relate to certain people.
Yeah, and the fact that you're in Soho, you're meeting like people from all walks of life.
Oh, yeah. I got stories for days, man. Yeah. The most beautiful story was...
Tell us the story, yeah.
Jim Carrey one time.
Yeah?
Back in the day. I don't know what year it was, but he was staying at one of the hotels down the block. And it was early morning, like 11 a.m. And I was there chatting with one of my boys that wanted to come through and take pictures. He was from Brooklyn also. Yeah. And supposedly Jim Carrey walked by. I wasn't paying attention, but he walked up the block and people were like, yeah, that was Jim Carrey. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
And you don't pay no mind because you see models out there. You see musicians. You see a lot of people. So luckily 10 minutes passed and he came back from the pharmacy that he probably went to.
Yeah.
He already had three paparazzis on his ass, like taking pictures and being annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I seen him, people were really gassed to see him. He was right by my table and I'm like, hey, Jim. And he's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, have a great day, man.
Yeah.
Wish you a great day. He's like, I wish you a great day. And that day, luckily, I sold three pieces.
Nice.
Made a lot of money that day. It was like a good luck thing to happen.
And then you sell one to Spike Lee? Or did you,
Spike
or did,
Lee's was
or you
also.
Gave, or you get, or gave, gifted him. I don't know the whole dynamics of the story, but.
Yeah, no, the story is that I wanted to gift it to him.
Right.
Because I knew he was around the area.
Right.
And that was how I really started gifting my pieces to people that would appreciate my art, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The first art show that I went to and gave a piece to the artist was George Kondo.
Nice.
But it wasn't really for looking for fame or, you know, the limelight. Because I went alone and I gave him the piece and his daughter really liked it. So I know she cherished that piece.
Right.
And that was years ago. But I lost track.
Spike Lee.
With Spike Lee.
Trust me, I lose track all the time.
Yeah, you know.
I'd be like dazed and confused. Like,
with Spike Lee, it was amazing because he was working at Montclair.
Yeah.
I guess he was having some creative meetings there.
Yeah.
And I heard that he was walking by there. So then I told one of my boys, was like, yo, Spike Lee be walking around. You should give him a piece. I was like, yeah, you're right. But my favorite movie has always been Do the Right Thing.
Mm.
And Bill Dunn, Radio Raheem, with the Love Hate.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful piece I made.
Right.
And just with the thought of he's going to pass by, I want to gift it to him.
Yeah.
I luckily got the opportunity. Someone was like, yo, Spike Lee's passing by. And I yelled up at the top of my lungs. I'm like, yo, Spike, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
He ran across the street and I gave him the piece. So while I was giving him the piece, he was like, how much? I'm like, nah, it's a gift for you. He's like, nah, here's $100.
Nice. Nah, so that's dope.
It was an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I also do that, like, with merch. We'll talk about merch in a little bit. But, you know, like, I gift people merch, you know?
You never know who's going to...
Yeah, because, you know, and it's not even the fact that... it's not even the fact that I don't do it, you know, for anything. You know, like, I gave you a shirt, you know what I'm saying? Because I appreciate you coming on the show. I do that all the time. Because, you know, I just want to get it out. I want to get it out there and it's organic. And I just think that you got to give, you know what I'm saying? You got to give back. You got to give to get.
It's a great timepiece, yo.
Yeah, you know.
No, you got to give to get. That's another balance that's,
you know, yeah.
That's so good, you know.
You know. But I like that. So now, you know, we were talking. So now, you know, business is kind of booming for you because now you're getting into the private sector.
Yes.
Yeah, you know?
I didn't think it'd get to that element.
And that's awesome.
Yup.
You know, that's hard work.
Yeah.
How does it feel? Like, because you know the definition of hustling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, to get things, you gotta put that work in. So how does it feel now to know that you're putting your work in and you're reaping the, you know, the rewards?
That's the most rewarding thing there because... That's a fine area where artists don't like to touch also. Yeah. Artists of our time, they want to create what they want to create, stick to their guns, and they'll collect that. It's a tougher route, but I'd like to observe entrepreneurs and people that are coming up also.
But you're an entrepreneur yourself. You're your own business.
Exactly. So businessmen, like real businessmen, they'll say, find a problem and create a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So for art, the problem is a lot of artists want to create what they create, but won't cater to someone that's demanding something from them.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have thick skin for that as an artist, you know, because we're sensitive to the elements of what's going on in the world, of what we want to express. So the freedom for us to express, we're going to sacrifice for what someone really wants, and someone that can't create would demand from you to do a certain style, a certain portrait, a certain piece to match their living room, to match their house, their beach house. And yeah, that's a really good element to touch base on. And that's why, luckily, that's what's keeping me different to keep hustling on that route.
Yeah.
With the custom work.
And it's like, I think it's awesome the fact that you're making things that people are always going to keep, they're always going to have up. And then they become conversation pieces for when somebody comes in. Oh, where'd you get that from? Oh, I got it from him. Oh. See what I'm saying? So it's like a domino effect.
Yeah, and then it's all these elements that just get into place, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're making history while the pride and joy of the owner of that piece is going to, of course, show it off and speak about it at an event or speak about it at his house or his visitors. And many pieces that I've lost track of, people have told me like that. Like, yo, I saw that you're one of your pieces at this person's house. Man.
Right.
And it's so unexpected. It's awesome how they take a life of their own, these paintings.
Do you think will you be doing like any shows coming up or
maybe
is that something that you want to, you know, entertain, like doing a gallery show?
Yeah, I want to eventually create something that I can bring all pieces into one room.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it yet, but I guess it's stretching on for so long for it to be like epic.
Bro. Eventually, I mean, you're going to have to do it at some point.
Yeah, and I'm sure I got collectors that would love to, you know, lend us the painting so people could enjoy it.
Course.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean that should be something. What about now? So we can get on this now. Do you ever thought about doing merch for your stuff?
Merch, yeah. This past month I did some hoodies and they ended up being one of ones. So my close buddy his name's Villainous, he's the one having a printing company called Printing Bastards. And he does limited pieces.
Is that the Villainous from Lower East Side, LES?
Villainous, New York.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he's...
Nice, okay.
He's from all over the place.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, he's got awesome artwork and he does the printing also.
Mm-hmm.
And he made like 5 to 10 pieces with me.
Yeah.
And luckily, he let me print them with him and we did airbrushing on them. We did the direct to garment printing and it also has screen printing.
Yeah.
So I sold those for a lot of money. Like they're like up $200 around.
Nice.
There. Yeah. And the collectors that have been watching me and appreciate the art the most and the move on it, they're
right.
Like, that's a real piece that it's a one of one.
So is it something you think you're going to continue doing as far as merch or that's just like a thing you'll like occasionally do?
No, I think I'll have to start up one of one garment series.
You should.
I think, yeah.
You should. Because, I mean, you know, with your mixed media stuff,
mm-hmm.
bro, you put something on a garment.
Yep.
Charge whatever you want.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
they're wearing artwork. So yeah, I couldn't stress it the best is you're wearing artwork, aren't you? And I love it.
It's just another way of expanding your art, too. It's another way of pushing it forward.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I think.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah, because now we're in a time where, you know, everyone can be an entrepreneur. Everything gets created on demand quick.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're going to value the most is what you've created under your belt, you know, under your path, like what your art is. So that's why it's going to be cherishable. Everybody making merch.
Yeah, bro. It's hard being an entrepreneur because it's not like, you know, you're going to a job 9 to 5.
Right.
Like you're the 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying?
24/7.
So you're the one that got to... push
yep.
the product,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think I give a lot of credit to entrepreneurs and people of that nature because it's like you guys create, you know, y'all create everything that's for you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like some people, they live for a check that comes every Thursday and Friday.
I learned that lesson the hard way.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people can't live that life.
Right.
It's not for everybody.
Exactly.
Some people can. Some people can balance having a regular job and doing stuff on the side. And some people are just like, no, I can't have a boss.
Right.
I have to be my own boss. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, you know, people like you and Danny, you know what I'm saying? You guys are your own bosses. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just a dynamic that I think. You got to give people a lot of credit. You know what I'm saying?
Got to, man.
Like you must have a thick skin for everything. You know what I'm saying? Patience.
Mm-hmm. And just faith. Like, you know that you're going to create something that someone is relating to or someone's going to want it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm pretty sure you believe your stuff more than anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Got to.
You got to. That's with anything, you know, because people seem, I don't know, people seem to want to jump on the bandwagon and support you when you like already did all the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you're like climbing the ladder and it's like motherfuckers just ignore you.
It takes motherfuckers too much effort to support you. Okay?
Yeah. And it's like support is free.
Yeah.
But they won't do it.
They won't.
Until somebody else supports you.
Right.
Then it's the
they're watching on
the
sidelines.
Then it's the end thing. It's like, oh, this person said his work is great. Oh, let me say his work is great.
Exactly.
You know? I just think that I just think that's funny. I mean, I go through that too. You know what I'm saying? Like people, you know, they'll support me if it's something that is down their wheelhouse or it's gonna benefit them.
Yup.
But I mean, I see it. I don't care. Because I believe in myself, just like you believe in your art.
Exactly.
So once you believe in yourself, you don't need nobody to support you.
Yeah.
Support your fucking self.
It's a new renaissance that they're not understanding.
Yeah.
You know? We're because the first renaissance was a rebirth, they said. And, you know, the French culture wanted to capture all cultures, and that was the art, the fancy art you see in museums now.
Yep.
So now this is a rebirth of a new renaissance where us as artists got no choice but support each other. And now we got the social media, which is revolutionary, you know, an instant post, an instant shout out. You're always constantly just tweaking up your algorithm with your close friends.
Yeah.
And you wanna broadcast your own creative friends, what they're doing, what else is coming.
And as artists, y'all can all win if y'all just work together.
Yeah, that's right.
There's enough money for everybody.
Yep.
You know?
Because it's not like a product. It's like
endless.
Our creativity is endless, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You can make something today that, you know what I'm saying? Like off the bat, somebody be like, oh, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It could come come 2 weeks down the line.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, you never know who's watching, man.
Oh, yeah. I always say that. You know what I'm saying? Because they always watching. Walter's watching right now. Stop watching me. Anyway. So, what are you working on new? So, what's new? Like, what's coming up that you're working on? That you can talk about? Because I know with artists, sometimes they have the veil on stuff. Oh, I can't say this.
Yeah, they want
I can't say that. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
They want a surprise.
Yeah.
Well, what's new is just new pieces out on the street. I got to hit the streets again. So, I feel like we'll reach a level of success, right?
Right.
But you know how they say you make it out of the gutter, you make it out of the trenches.
Yeah.
You can't forget where you leave also. You can't forget your roots.
Yeah.
You know? And I can say my best opportunities have been on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like just complete strangers. So new pieces out in Soho. It's gonna be a new season. And that's gonna be
so this summer you're gonna be in Soho.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
We're gonna make the pavement crack.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, no, you should be. I mean, because
besides that, whatever comes my way. I like to get creative with anyone that approaches me with the right mindset, with the right motive projection of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And as long as I could uplift other artists with me, I would love to help out on any project.
Mm-hmm. So you're open to collabs, I should say.
Collabs, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you did the one with Villainous.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it seems like, I mean, the stuff you do, bro, I'm saying, like, it has to get out there. we got to push.
And they're perfect gifts. You see how this one is, like, tailored to you?
And then it's not, and you know the thing I like about it, too? It's not too big. Not too small.
That's another thing I got to get in my mindset too, that there are high rollers that want big paintings.
Yeah.
But here in New York, even the wealthiest people got little apartments.
Yeah, man. Cause
I got to do something you could tuck under the arm.
We got holes in the wall, bro.
Yeah. I got to make little pieces. Yeah. Yeah. So now that the value's up, I could price point high, but make it smaller.
Yeah. So what size is this?
That's 16 by 20. So this is majority what you'll find on my setup on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'll do customs that size too. And it's focused on one character, bringing in, trickling in things they like.
So you do smaller?
I could do smaller.
Like 8 by 10?
8 by 10, yeah.
And so what size are the big portrait ones you do?
Oh, like I could get commissions that are 60 inches by 48
wow.
inches. Yeah.
Bro, that's...
Yeah.
Gigante.
Yeah, that's for the high rollers.
Sheesh.
You know? They got a beach house or a big studio they want to put that up on.
What's the biggest one you've done so far?
That size, because that's what they sell wrapped originally. Mm-hmm. I have one in the cut that I have to bring out to an art show that's 70 inches by 50 inches. So it's huge.
Yeah. That's huge.
And it's perfect for our time. It has a few wrappers, a chain breaking in front of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not done with it, but it's all...
Oh, so he's still working.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. It's probably like 10 years old. And it's got 10 portraits of artists that are musicians, and it's supposed to just express the breaking of entertainment, which is happening right now. And I never knew it would occur, exposing all the stuff that's going on with the corruption. But on top of that painting, what I'm going to put is the founding fathers of George Washington crossing the Delaware, an outline of that. So you can see through it, but I'm going to put George Washington with the Delaware River boat. Crossing through the boat.
Nice.
Just to give it a feel of history and our modern twists.
Bro, you so got to do a gallery show.
I got to find the right opportunity, yeah.
I mean, I can make it happen.
We could fill up a room, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm telling them. I got friends.
Of course, you got the connection.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think what I'm going to do, because I'm seeing what's going on here. It's, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You gotta do something. I'm thinking maybe a summer show.
Maybe.
You know, because I know you're gonna be in Soho doing your thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt, bro.
Of course not. No.
You know.
I'm there for August, September, the least.
Yeah, so what I'm gonna do, you know, I have a couple emails.
Yeah.
Give me your email.
Yeah.
And we'll start a email chain. Cause I know a couple of galleries.
Good.
That, you know what I'm saying? Don't hurt.
We could start the
email thing. Never know what may happen.
Make a cool series and fill up the room with paintings. Hell yeah.
Nah, I think, you know, I think you need that. I think you bro, you definitely need a show, bro. Just by how you're talking. You got the gigantic one in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Making big pieces, man.
Walter, what do you think? Definitely, right?
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it happen. Telling you here first. Episode 70.
You're locking it in here.
He's gonna have a show.
Are you ready to come?
Walter's coming.
Yeah.
You know? Good. Walter's coming. But yeah. So I see you got the Yeezys on. I respect that.
Oh yeah, I kept them clean.
You kept them pretty clean too.
Had to bring them out for
Walter, you see what Yeezys he got on? Very nice. Those are not the The retros,
700s, yep.
Those are 700s.
Yep.
But that's the original color, though.
Right.
One of the original colors.
I love these. I never liked the 350s that much.
Yeah.
But these, I like how they call them the dad shoe.
But mm-hmm. Nah, but those are hot, bro.
I love the soles. It's fire.
I have like, no lie, about 30 pairs of Yeezys. But when he went left.
Right.
The price is kind of.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I just wear them. I wear the foam runners.
The foam runners are comfortable.
Yeah, man, comfortable.
Hell yeah.
You know, because I walk a lot.
Need them.
But yeah, those are dope. Yeah, me and Walter was actually talking about sneakers before you came in.
Yep.
He tried to get a pair of Dunks off of us, the sneaker app.
Okay.
And I'd been deleted the sneaker app.
It's rigged, right?
Yeah, real quick story. I tried to get a pair of sneakers from the sneaker app during COVID.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I think it was the Chunky Dunkies.
Mm.
I remember when they came out. My son's mom was like, yo, these are coming out. Da, da, da. I said, okay, let me try to get them. And no.
Damn.
And that was it. I deleted it. I said, fuck this.
Yeah, I think it's so rigged, man.
You know?
But what's your favorite sneaker? Like, if they hit you up and said, we're going to make a Polo Pirata piece, pair of kicks. What sneaker?
Oh, man, Jordan 1s.
Jordan 1s, yeah, classic.
Jordan 1s. Yeah. I mean, because they come in multiple colors, and they're never going to go out of style.
And it's an iconic shoe.
Yeah, they're never going to go out of style.
Hell yeah.
So, and a close second is the Crocs, the Pollux Crocs. I got about 12 pairs of those.
Yeah.
Every color. I'd like to be comfortable.
Yeah, those are comfortable.
You know, I'm all over the place.
Comfortable and easy to take care of.
So, yeah, you know. Yeah. Just a wipe down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once you get into the colors and the fabrics and the different, yeah, then it's no, you lost me with those.
Yep.
But yeah, bro. And you also show what you did for
This is the gorillas in suits right here.
Yeah, in the black book.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. See?
With the money bag and the Bitcoin.
Nice.
I had a little art show out in Union City. I called it the Federal Transition.
Uh-huh.
And it was in regards to these characters and the money situation.
Yeah.
How we're moving from dollars to cryptocurrency.
Yeah. So you're into the Bitcoin stuff? Me too.
Yeah, I like to see the tide change. I'm just more excited of the humanity side of it. You know, we've been playing with and the history of it.
Yeah.
How it would be precious metals for that paper note. And now that paper note is up in the air and it's now digital.
Right.
So where are we going with it?
So let me ask a question. Do you think there's a future in Bitcoin?
I think they're playing with it. We're swimming in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
See, I'm a kind of guy.
The tide is going to change, but we're swimming in it.
So I invest in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Probably like every week. But I also sell as soon as I see it goes down.
You got to be watching
it. So I'm kind of like, I'll buy maybe, you know, $50, $60, mm-hmm. and then I'll sell $50, $60.
Yeah. I've kept it on ice. I haven't played with it, but.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Stashed it.
You know what I'm saying? I have stocks too. Mm-hmm. So stocks
is another factor. Yo.
I kind of keep. But the Bitcoin, it's literally like, you know, it's literally like gambling. It goes up, it goes down, it's very volatile.
Yep.
So I sell right along with it. If that shit goes down, I'm selling.
I don't
sell at all.
No way.
I just sell, you know, a little change, you know what I'm saying? My little DraftKings and FanDuel money.
Yeah.
You know, but other
than
that.
That's big, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about gambling all day here.
Yeah.
Walter, you gamble? No?
I'm recovered also. I try not to gamble now.
Bro, I mean.
Right.
No luck?
Oh, man.
This, think about this. This weekend, I've lost about 6 bets by 1 game.
Ouch.
6 bets. Every fucking night. I mean, but I've won like maybe 8 times this weekend. But I bet every day though.
How about the Ryan Garcia fight?
Oh, man. I missed that.
That must have been a bloodshed.
That was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
My boy, shout out to AG the Corner. He hit. Boy, he hit some money from that shit.
I bet.
The odds was he hit on like a plus 600.
Wild.
You know what I'm saying? You put $10 there, that's, bro, you can do the math.
That's up.
Jeez. I missed it because I was doing other games. And then he sends me his ticket. He's like, yo, look. I was like, what? I wouldn't have bet for Ryan.
Right.
I thought he was going to lose.
I thought so.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying he's not talented. I just thought he was going to lose. So I would have never bet it. I would have never did it. So AG had some type of, you know, the gods was to told him, bet on Ryan.
Yeah, the ice was thin on that one.
Yeah. I couldn't, bro. I'm like, I thought he was going to get the floor wiped with him. But, hey, he beat him.
It turned out good, yo.
Yep. So do you have a website?
I don't have a website, so I recommend people DM me, you know.
DM?
DM me to collect_jota.te. That's my only Instagram. The other one I use for just photos and stuff like that. I set up a website maybe when I drop merch. It's a little merch here and there.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'd be on and off with the website.
Your Instagram is your website, kinda.
Basically, yeah.
You know, because you probably take, you can get to a certain point where you can sell off your Instagram. I don't know if you have
activated it up, right?
You can set up a shop.
Mm-hmm.
Just sell off your Instagram.
Probably get to that point.
You know, I've seen people do it. I have it set up, but just that it's on an email that I don't use, so then I never go further with it.
Yeah.
It's just fucking it's just like lingering.
I guess I'm just more pretentious on who collects my art, you know? Like, I like to really interact with the person that's really loving my piece.
Right.
So I don't know how I feel about just strangers picking up stuff off of the internet. So I really got to interact and see what type of collector you are. Back to like how Supreme started, you know, it was just for skaters, for the grungy New York.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm out in Soho. I want to see, why did you like that piece or what attracts you to my art, to really make sure that you're loving the piece, you know?
So you're being super selective.
That's the word.
Because if you put your stuff like out there on a website or you put it on Instagram, I mean, anybody can buy it.
Right.
Unless you're going to be like, you got to have these requirements. Then you can't buy this.
But I don't want it to become where I'm doing 100 paintings a week and I can't live and I'm fucking sweating and crying that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But you can control that.
Yeah.
You know, you do like literally like just put up six pieces and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever else you do is whatever else you do, but you can control all of that.
We're in that time.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to. I mean, you don't have to do what I'm saying. You're your own boss. You gotta do shit. Yep. You know, like, yo, I want this painting. I want this.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't cater to what you want, then
that's right.
See you later. Somebody else can buy it.
Yep, yep. No, and then I get custom requests. People want Pablo Escobar. I've been getting a lot of Griselda lately.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, yo, make a Griselda piece.
You talking about like West Side and all these guys?
Like,
yeah. And Conway?
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow, okay.
Griselda, because supposedly in the series they're talking about how Pablo Escobar was kind of put on by Griselda too.
Yeah.
Some weird thing like that I heard. I got to study more of Griselda to see what's up.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't listened to West Side Gunn in so long. Or Conway.
No, they're popping right now. Villainous did some merch for them, too.
Oh, yeah?
Last Art Basel. How was your Art Basel, man?
Oh, it was good. I wasn't there.
Right. I did the same.
Danny was there.
I did the same.
Danny Cortez had a great time. I was in New York making money.
Yeah.
You know, Art Basel, for me, now if you're down there and you're catering to an audience,
mm-hmm.
I think Art Basel is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're down there just to chill, because I mean, here's a fact. The same people that you see in Miami, you're going to see up here.
Yep.
So I'm just want to see you in another state. Like, I'm good. And I've been to a couple of Art Basels, but, you know, as you get older, you don't care about that shit no more.
Right, right. I've been to a couple of Art Basels.
Yeah, if it don't make no sense, then.
Yeah, I think it's too crowded now. Like,
yeah.
Too crowded.
But it's dope for, mm-hmm. like, if you got shit going on or a company flies you down there.
Yep.
You know, you got art shows there. It's dope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying you have to have purpose to go. That's just what I'm just saying.
Right.
Just for me. You know, if it's no purpose for me, then why am I going? But that's in general, that's in everyday life now.
Same here. Like, to go to the proper event, you gotta be supporting the right person.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
You know, I won't go to the store if I don't have to buy something.
Yep.
Nah. You know? I'm getting old and grumpy. I got kids. I just don't want to be bothered no more.
Right. Straight to the point. Straight to the business.
Yeah, I just wanna do my podcast, rock my clothes, and just be left alone. I don't care no more.
Yep. Same with me. If it ain't about art or me making art.
Yeah, for you.
I'll be in my studio.
Yeah, for you, it's like, you don't need to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it don't make sense.
Yeah.
Ah. You know. Fim de jogo, as we say in Portuguese. But yeah, bro. So, where can they find you if they want to get a piece, if they want to contact you on the internet? Because I know, you know, some people... I come on the show, they don't want to be found.
They want to hide you, right?
They want to be like, well, I did this show, but I don't want you to contact me.
Well, just Instagram. Direct message me. I'm always on there. I also got a Twitter, which I speak a lot on. But that's X. More of like, X now. You're right. Thank you for correcting
me. Whatever that is.
It's tough, yeah. But that's where we're moving towards. Digital data is more precious now. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's weird.
So, yeah, they got to reach out to me if they want a piece. But I'll set up in Soho right by the Prada store. I like to say the Prada store because that's like the easiest. That's the only Prada store in Soho. Broadway and Prince Street.
Broadway and Prince Street, fellas.
Yeah.
And ladies.
Yeah.
So, I want to see y'all there this summer.
Yeah.
So, you think you're going to start? So, when is this? You going to start like in May or when do you think you're going to be out there? It was nice the other day. You should have been out there the other day.
Yeah, yeah. No, I had to run some errands.
Yeah, bro. It was fucking hot.
It was hot.
Yeah, I was walking down there. I was like, God damn.
It felt like summertime already. Yep.
And you know how it gets down there on a hot day. Everybody and their mother be down there.
You know, all the photographers are out. All the creators are out.
Yeah.
Tourists.
Yeah, just be walking around. You know, of course, my dumb ass, I had a fleece on.
It was hot.
Burning.
Sweating.
Fogel. This. Oh, Walter, it was horrible.
Damn.
It was horrible.
Yeah, this week brings a sunny day. I'm going to have to run out.
Yeah, you know,
set up out there.
I gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta start it back up.
Oh yeah.
Cause and the video that I'm gonna attach to the to this video.
Yep.
It's I think it has a like a quick shot of like your setup.
Nice. Yeah.
On the street.
That one, yep.
And then it's like Big E. You know which video I'm talking about.
Yep.
It's one part you're like
is rotating out of.
Yeah, and then it's like going and you're in another part, then you're fixing another part.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a dope reel, bro. Like
yeah, I love it out there, man.
Yeah, I commend you on that reel because I was like, wow. Like it says your story in like 28 seconds.
You're right. It's fast, yeah. We get our supplies out there like that too. The mm-hmm. boosters and the vandals, they come through with our supplies.
Nice.
They do the 2 for 5, 3 for 7. Oh. We jump on the markers, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Love it.
Walter, what do you know about that? Oh, okay. Just checking. I thought you was a good boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, because our supplies are expensive.
Exactly.
You know it.
You know what I'm saying? People be going in. Oh, I got some art supply stories.
Yeah, tell me what, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I can't diverge or right, divulge, right. As they say. But it was a great time in the Lower East Side.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great time. But anyway, so thank you for coming, brother.
Nice, a pleasure to
come. And listen, whenever you want to come back,
thank you.
You're always welcome. Whenever you got. Maybe you want to do anything, you know what I'm saying? Even want to shoot the shit on the episode.
Probably.
You know, you're always welcome.
All right.
You know, I tell people that, and they never come back.
Nah, keep me in the back.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe yeah. I don't know. But yeah, you can find me on Instagram, the Soup P Podcast, YouTube, 21,000 subscribers strong. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast. We're getting subscribers every day. So this is a wrap for season 7. Thank you for everybody that came through. It was a long season. It was difficult to finish because I had other stuff going on. But this episode would actually be out today on the Patreon. You know, I don't stress that enough. I have a Patreon and I do upload the videos and the audio the same day that we do it.
Dope.
So for $5 you can get this, you can see this today. And if not, just wait till tomorrow. It'll be out 12 p.m. You know, hopefully if I get stuff done, I don't fall asleep because I'm old.
Nah, I don't see it.
Oh, yeah, bro. As you get older, though, it's like, it's hard to keep your eyes open.
You're becoming vintage, bro. That's
you know what I'm saying? Nah, it's old, bro.
Yeah.
I'm washed up. But yeah, it's like, you get to like 7 o'clock and you're like,
I got out of bedtime too, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And I have a young kid at home. I mean, she's not home now, but. I got a young kid at home, so you know, when you get that time to
mm-hmm.
fall asleep, you go to sleep.
That's the beauty. We're on our own time now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. But yeah, you can check out the Twitter. You can check out what else we got? We're everywhere. I can't think of everything. See, I went blank. But yeah, we'll be back for season 8. We're gonna take a 3-month hiatus, guys, because this is a time during where we do stuff for the podcast. We update the website. So you'll be the last episode for a long time.
I'm glad.
So enjoy the episode, guys. I'm out of here. Thank you, Walter, as always.
Thank you, Walter.
You know, this was the longest season ever. I think me and you started this season like a year ago. And now we finished in 2024.
2024.
Go fucking figure. Yeah, bro. It was great. So yeah, guys, I'm talking too much. So we're out of here. Ciao. Soup P Podcast. She in a birthday suit because of the damn cake. Now it's crumbs all over the damn place. And she want me to come all over her damn face. I never understood Planned Parenthood because I never met nobody planned to be a parent in a hood. Taking refills of that Plan B pill. Another shorty that won't make it to the family will. If I don't make it, can't take it. Hope the family will. They ain't crazy. They don't know how insanity feel. Don C just had a shorty, so it's not that bad. But I still hear the ghost of the kids I never had. Come on. Great big expression.
intro, ah, perfecto. You know the demo, your boy act wild. You ain't get the memo, Yeezy's back in style. Now one room got Gidget, the other got Bridget. What's more tripped out, dog, is they sisters. Nah, you ain't listen, they black, they sisters. They mama named them after white bitches. So next time you see me on your fallopian, though the jewelry's Egyptian, though the hunger's Ethiopian. Stupid questions like, is he gonna be dope again? Have you seen him? Has anybody spoke to him? This beat deserves Hennessy, a bad bitch, and a bag of weed, the Holy Trinity. In the mirror where I see my only enemy. Your life's curse, well, mine's an obscenity.
Shit. I used to hear this through the walls in the hood when I was back on my pajama shit. Afros and marijuana sticks, seeds in the ganja, had it popping like the sample that I'm rhyming with. P-Rock, let the needle drop. I seen so much as a kid, they surprised I don't needle pop. Taking sips of pop, six pack of Millenips, pink champagne, Valentine L. Valleys on my feet, help me balance out well. That and the shit I used to balance on a scale. I got it honest from the parties from mamas. Virgin Mary's try to judge her. I'm like, where the Madonna's now? Give all glory to Gloria. They said you raised that boy too fast, but you was raising the warrior. We victorious, they'll never take the joy from us.
Keep your hands up, get under. Don't let them take you higher. Keep your hands up, get under. Don't let them take you higher. Keep your hands up. Get money, don't let them take your fire. Keep your hands up, get money.
One, two, three. Okay. It's Pete Rock, Kanye. One, two. Okay. It's Pete Rock.
Kanye. One, two. Okay. It's Pete Rock.